tonight, regular season for the Arizona Coyotes comes to an end as the Edmonton Oilers are in town at Mullet Arena. And, of course, that's not the only end we're talking about. Nothing has been made official yet, but all indications are the press conference announcement are coming that the Coyotes relocating to Salt Lake City, Utah, here to talk about it with us. Coyotes legend Shane Doan joins us here on the Arizona Sports Line. Good morning, Doaner. How are you?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. I made that point, like, nothing has been made official, but, you know, all the writing is on the wall. The reports that Bill Armstrong addressed the team last Friday up in Edmonton while they were there, that this is happening. For somebody who has been not just a former player, but somebody who's got their number in the rafters, number retired by this organization, and who fought so hard in different ways to keep this hockey team in this market, what are you feeling right now?
You know what? It's they're obviously sad. Like, there's no way around that. You're sad. There's a element that's just kind of the way it is. And I think whenever you have something that you really love and care about, and it's gone, then you kind of grieve. And I think you go through a whole bunch of emotions, and ranging from all different kind of factors from, you know, you remember all the good things and the great things, and then you're sad and you're mad and probably come back to some of the great things. And I think today's kind of a day that I'm just thinking about all how good it was and how many, all the relationships and all the people. And it's a day that I, you know, I'm grateful that the organization was here for 27, 28 years or whatever it was, if it is moved, and then you deal with that after.
A lot of people in Canada, the critics, the people who like to claim hockey doesn't belong in the desert, they're going to have a moment to kind of feel like they were right, to kind of laugh. I think we all know this has nothing to do with the quality of fans in Arizona. What would you like to say to the fans of Arizona for what they've given this team, despite not a lot of rewards in return?
No, yeah, I think that's, I know that's a big part of it. I mean, I think whatever 27, 28 years ago was when we came here, it was, you know, it was so exciting, and it was such an incredible experience to be part of that and to be part of everything that happened over that time. And to the fans, it's been a hard situation. We've made it as hard as possible through different ownership and through different, you know, the changes in the franchise and where it is, where it's going, what you're doing with it. We've made it difficult. It's been difficult to be a Coyotes or a fan, and the ones that stuck it out and have been fans this whole time, it's such a testament to them, because a lot of places when you struggle and when things don't go well, fans will give up on you. And the fans really haven't given up on the Coyotes, and that part of it's pretty special. And I think for me, the hard part is you see all the minor hockey and the different, you know, you look at the ice den and everything that it's done, and the two buildings that it has and what it does, and you look at AZ Ice and the buildings that it has and the minor hockey programs that have developed out of that, and then you look at Austin Matthews is, you know, the best goal scorer in the world right now is from here, and you start looking at some of the other young players that are coming out of here that have played or been born here, and you start noticing that there's quite a few of them. And so it's a testament to the minor hockey, and now obviously ASU and what it's doing and what they have going on there, and the fact that they're a Division I school that finished in the top 25, and they have the Mullet Arena for them, and they've filled that, and it has success. I think the foundation of hockey is, I don't think, can be really questioned here. It's just the situation that it's in right now.
Shane Doan, our guest here on the Arizona Sports Line. The last time we spoke to you was just a couple weeks ago, Doaner, about, you know, how you were feeling as a father to see your son not only make it to the NHL, but to wear the sweater that you wore, to wear the kachina, to have the number on the back reversed from 19 to 91. And you have that experience now, and Josh's early NHL journey has been really successful here. Have you had time to think about, you know, what it means now? Like, he's not going to wear that jersey much longer, and how that affects you as a father?
Yeah, you know, without a doubt, that's again, that goes back to that whole thing where you kind of, you're understanding things change, and I don't think anyone really likes change. I mean, people adapt and enjoy it, and to be honest, it's one of those things that's not easy. But at the same time, if everything is what everyone says it is, and it does happen, and they end up in Salt Lake City, I'm excited for that opportunity. I got to experience what it's like to go to a new city and a new place that you probably had never. I never thought of living in Arizona. I'd never thought of living in Phoenix, and I got here, and the excitement and the joy that I got to experience of kind of creating my own story here. I'm excited for him to go to Salt Lake City, and you hear, I mean, I just read and you hear the Ryan Smith is an incredible person and that guy that has an opportunity to really create something that's unique and special there. And you look at a guy like Danny Ainge, he's brought in people on the basketball side that are really smart and capable. And so I think that he's shown the success that they can have there. And so I'm excited for my son to get an opportunity to go to a new city and develop his own kind of story. And for the organization, my dream and goal is still for the organization to be thrive and be successful. They drafted me here and I love the Coyotes and everything about it. And I want the organization to be as successful as possible and the people involved in it to be successful.
If there was one moment that you could go back and change in the arc of this franchise that maybe might change the future entirely, what might it be? Would it be Tkachuk missing the wide open net in that game against the Blues way back when? Is it Los Arcos getting built? Is it
yes.
Tempe? Is that what it is?
Yes to all of them.
Yeah, I mean, you know what, I think it's yes to them all, and yes to, I mean, Los Arcos, that was probably the one that was the hardest. That was probably the one that was a unique situation, and at the same time I had an absolute amazing time in Glendale, so I don't want to take away from anything, but I think that everyone saw that as an opportunity to where it was a great location and could have been amazing. Mm-hmm. But I do think that that matters, and there's no way you can get around it. I don't care how great your business is, I don't care how amazing you run it. If you're in a situation where it's not conducive to the environment, it's going to make it difficult. And I thought that was big, but yeah. Game 7 against St. Louis, that was huge. The Rafi Torres suspension was huge. Like all those different things. Like you could go through a whole ton of them. But every
Dave Tippett not letting Shane Doan play in Game 7 against the Red Wings.
Yeah, Tip, way to go. you know what? Like every organization has it, and you can go back and you can kind of hammer it all out and be like, well, what we got doing it. This week we were kind of going through things, and so then you start playing out scenarios and the 66 degrees of separation on everything. And as someone got talking about last year, Pittsburgh loses to Chicago in the last game of the season, so Pittsburgh doesn't go into the playoffs, and Florida gets in, and Florida has a run, and then Chicago gets the draft pick of Bedard. And at that time, you would have thought like all these things were negative, and they all turned into positives for something else and for a different kind of story. And the story always is evolving and changing, and you got to understand that there's a plan and trust that, I guess.
All right, lastly, you and I had many conversations over the years, whether it was bankruptcy court, whether it was relocation rumors to Hamilton or Portland or wherever, that you put your life's work into this franchise and you wanted it to mean something, that you wanted the Coyotes to be permanent here as affirmation of all the sacrifices you made. Question for you, did the moment you have with your son give you any closure in that regard?
You know what? I mean, for sure, there's no question about it. Like, 28 years, it's been here a long time, and there's lots of, I've created so many relationships. My relationship with you guys, my relationships with the people in the Valley, and I don't think there's been a family that has been more, that has been treated better than my family has been, and to see what Josh was able to do and to see the reception and the experience that he got to experience playing here was more than I could ever have dreamed of. I think every single parent, as much as you want personal success, you want success for all of your kids. And all of four of my kids love the Valley and love living here and have had success here in the Valley. And because of that, I am I could not ask for anything more. And so I'm so, yeah, I'm, there was an element of that night with all the kids being in the suite and having fun and seeing Josh have success and how excited they all were for him. It was a very special night. Right. I'll never forget that. It was unique.
Well, Donor, we thank you, as always, for coming
and
on.
And we'll never forget you, Donor, especially the day you put Gambo in a headlock and threw him to the floor in this studio. With minimal effort.
With minimal effort. That's the key part.
Yeah. There's lots of good. That's the part. Like, and I laugh and joke. Like, this is a chapter of, I think, Arizona hockey. I mean, this is a chapter that's coming to a close, or if it does come to a close, it's coming to a close. But I don't think this is the end of it, and I don't think this will be the final of it. And that's something that call me in and a ridiculous optimist, but I do believe that with all my heart, that there will come, that the foundation that has been laid for the last 28 years is unique and special. And then all the things I mentioned, from the minor hockey to ASU to the players that are playing in the NHL from Arizona that are born and raised here, hockey will be back in the Valley. And this is a chapter that will close. And when it opens, we'll all be excited again.
And just to clarify that little scrap you had with Gambo, he got the instigation penalty. So,
yes, definitely.
He definitely started it. Donor, thanks, man. You're the best. We'll talk
soon. Thank you,
buddy. Shane Doan joining us.
That's perfect. That's the perfect ending to the Coyotes era in Phoenix.
Phone drop.
His cell phone blitzed out. Perfect.
Now it's complete.
Talk about.
That truly
talk
was.
About, wow. Life coming full circle.
Official.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
28 years of his phone not working.
There we go.
Right there.
That's fantastic.
Hockey works in the desert, but Shane Doan's phone doesn't.